Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Not back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I mean, good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Jeffrey, you know what? They say that the most improvement comes between the first and the second. I don't know if you've ever heard this, and maybe it's something that I'm just inventing myself. But I've always said that the most important, most improvement comes between the first week and the second week. So I'm hoping that I get better between this week and next week. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Do you have a big game this week, or are you opening with an FCS team?
I'm opening with an FBS. I don't believe in opening with a big game. That seems insane.
You want the tune up?
I absolutely want UT chat. I want UT chat. It's funny to me. Over on the Memphis Football Facebook page, some guy's trying to work up some hate for UT chat. I'm like, come on, man. Really? Really? They're nice people over there. We're going to be hating UT chat? I don't think so. I've given money to one of those schools. Exactly. UT chat is a lovely place. So anyway, happy Tuesday, everybody. Today on the radio show, we got Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock. And then because it's Tuesday, we got Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, we'll talk to Charles about all kinds of things. I never know. We will do that in the second hour. We got two things to celebrate, Jeffrey. One is it's Harold Bird's birthday. Great Memphis fan. Want to wish Harold Bird and the folks at Bank of Bartlett a happy birthday.
Called a game at Bank of Bartlett Field.
You called a game at Bank of Bartlett Field. Look at that. Well, how was it, by the way? How was it? I mean, obviously, the ending was tremendous. How is Bank of Bartlett Field?
Every time I go to Bartlett, I'm just very impressed with A, the community support, but, you know, the building, how much they've done with the school system itself. Like, it's just, it is a very impressive operation.
Well, that's good to hear. The Bird Brothers, big Memphis fans and supporters, so wish them a happy birthday. And then secondly, it's National Dog Day, Jeffrey, and you're a dog owner. I'm a dog owner.
Governor.
How's Rock? Governor. I'm the majority. How is Rocco doing?
Rocco's hanging in there. His saving grace is that my daughter absolutely loves him.
Really?
Yeah.
So that in the end, because as I dimly recall.
Yeah. Aaliyah's not his biggest fan.
As I dimly recall, there was a small, inside of marriages, you have to work some things out and compromise. Everyone doesn't have the same opinion about everything.
Yep.
That would be boring. And your opinion was we should get another dog. And her opinion was we shouldn't.
No, right? Her opinion was we should get another dog. And then she showed me the dog. On the Instagram
of
Street Dogs, she showed me the dog, and then when we got the dog, she decided she was over dogs.
So, but you did keep the dog.
Yes.
And it, boy, it really does help a lot that your daughter loves the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the answer, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, because even Leah just has to bite her tongue now.
That's
because
terrific.
if she had to deal with, where's Kako? Because my daughter can't say her R's. Where's Kako? She knows that that's going to break her heart.
Oh, so that's so great. That is great. Happy National Dog Day to all of you out there who have
all the dogs that celebrate,
and all the dogs that celebrate. Jeffrey, very quickly, the three best things about having a dog and the three worst things.
Three best things. Number one, just like the actual example of like unconditional love.
It really is. It is absolutely unconditional love. It is. I mean, this is. I don't even know if you can tell this joke anymore, or maybe you can tell this joke, or never could tell this joke. But I did hear a comedian once, or someone once, say that if he put his wife in the trunk for 3 hours and then opened it, she'd be spitting mad when she got out. This is probably a bad joke. You can't put your wife or spouse, your partner. Let's take wife out of it. If you put your partner in a trunk
NPR,
for 3 hours,
keep going.
If the person who identifies as your spouse they'd be spitting mad. They'd be spitting mad. You have to. We agree with that. If you put your partner, or just lock them in the closet. If you we locked them in the closet for 3 hours.
I'm not sure you would see me the next day.
Right. I'd be right. But if you did that to Rocco and then you open the door, Rocco greet you? So happy to see you. So happy to see you. You know what? Call up the Jimmy Buffett song, Like My Dog. Do that for me. Can we play this? Are we allowed to play this?
It's tough with you on Zoom.
Okay.
For technical reasons, but I can find it on a system, I can play it.
Okay. And then so unconditional love is the best thing about a dog. What's the next best thing about a dog?
I think also just like the sense of like a responsibility, something else to do, like gets you out of the house.
They
like,
get you going.
Yeah.
100%. They make you go for walks. They make you get up in the morning. And when you get up in the morning, you kind of have it goes back to the unconditional love thing. It's then kind of irresistible. You may be in a grumpy mood, whatever else, but you have to get up in the morning. It makes you engage in life and the world. So I agree completely. Is there a third best thing, or is that?
For three, like, let's be real. Your boy's probably not the world's greatest protector and defender, but you know, you got a German Shepherd ish. Like, that guy,
you know, not bad.
That guy likes to bow his elbows out. Like, hey, this is my house. These are my people.
Some people would say that's number one. I actually did yesterday. I did a column on the fact that they're going to be doing Liza's Run again this Friday, right? And Rachel Gay, it's sort of a remarkable story there. In the literally a week after Liza Fletcher was abducted and murdered while on her early morning run, all of Memphis showed up to finish her run in one of the most emotional things I have ever written about and covered. And it was heartbreaking. It was beautiful. It was Memphis at its best. And then since then, and I don't think they knew that at the time they would do this run again. But they did it again the next year, and they did it. That was 23, and they did it again in 24. And then the organizer, Charlie Hayden, who was the organizer of that run, did a magnificent job organizing it. She's moving. And by the way, this is a long story to get to the dogs, but I will. There's a dog at the end of this story. Rachel Gay was like, looking for notices about the run, when it was going to happen this year. And then she reached out to Charlie, who she didn't really know. And Charlie said, we're not going to be doing it this year. People can show up and run if they want, and some will, I'm sure. So this group of women threw themselves into it and have organized this run on the fly. And so Friday morning, once again at 4:20 a.m., at Central and Belvedere. I'm sure there's going to be a massive throng of Memphians gathering, and it's a unbelievably emotional run that they put together, 8.2 miles. You don't have to do the whole thing, and you can walk some or whatever else. It's really quite something. But anyway, Rachel, ever since that day, she now runs with not one, but often two German shepherds. She has two German shepherds. And so some people would say that protection, which you put third on the list, is one of the best things about a dog. I'll say this. My Bernese Mountain Dogs have never been great guard dogs until I got Gus. And Gus will scare the hell out of you. I mean, he's 140 pounds and a giant black dog with a big bark, and he will absolutely scare the hell out of you. So, okay, Jeffrey, the three worst things about a dog.
Number one, during just walking your dog during raining season, just having to get the towels out, like, you know, just all the cleanup and everything, just awful. Number two, it does make life a little bit more inconvenient because it's somebody else that you're having to schedule right around. You know what I mean?
Like, there's no question that taking care of the dog in terms of when you're out of the house or want to travel, those are different, but they're both challenges. If you're going to be away for 8 hours, you need someone to stop, whatever, depending on how long
right
you. So, and then traveling is a pain in the neck. Like, yes. That's definitely one. I would say the mess of a dog generally, and let's be honest, I have cleaned poop off of the floor.
Oh,
I have cleaned
I did
vomit
last
off
week
of the floor. I've cleaned pee off, worse is pee off a rug. Like, that's a disaster.
Yeah, that smell never goes away. You can hammer it with all the Febreze
you want.
Yeah.
Let it sit there, let it dry, go ahead, pet it, whatever. It's nonsense. So I'd say the mess of the dog, the inconvenience of the dog, and number three, not to be underrated, the expense of a dog. You take a dog to a vet these days?
Yeah, okay. If you're talking about that, for sure. I thought you just meant like, I was like, eh.
You and I get the food from Costco.
Let's be real. Like, we're...
All the things, mostly vet. I mean, I pay to acquire the dog, and then you pay to get the food for the dog. But to me, the vet, like all of it, the dog is expensive.
Well, and then also my friends over in private equity have now gotten into the veterinarian game, so I'm super excited about that.
I'm sure. Anyway, happy dog day to all who celebrate on behalf of their dogs.
Should we celebrate Cam Spencer today? Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's a damn grizzly bear. Never mind.
Is he a dog or is he a grizzly bear?
He's a damn grizzly bear. I'm sorry.
Is he a damn grizzly bear? A lot of things to talk about. But I thought, honestly, I need your help, Jeffrey, in interpreting some things that were said at the golf tournament yesterday. They had the AutoZone Liberty Bowl golf tournament yesterday.
I'll do my best.
And Ryan spoke. And he didn't speak. He had a press conference. And then, but
Ryan had his Monday. Ryan had his Monday presser. Right. Yeah.
And then
Penny and Ed did speak.
And Ed both spoke at the golf tournament. So I'm going to give you one quote from each, and you are going to help me interpret the quote.
Translate.
Okay. Yeah. One was on. So we'll start the least significant quote and go to the most significant quote, because I puzzled over all these.
All right.
This is from Ryan, because the big surprise, let's be honest, they released the Two Deep yesterday, right? And the issue with Two Deeps now is that nobody knows any of these players, right?
Like, well, I would say there's a couple of issues. Number one, yes, that one right there. I would say that's less of an issue with the Two Deep, but that's more of an issue with the sport. The refusing to name people, like the or.
Oh, well, the or. So there are, on the defensive side, there are between the, not all on the first team, but there's seven ors on the defensive side. And so, but I just, for example, I have a hard time getting worked up over the tight end situation, whether Christian Ross is named the starter over Bryce Anderson or Jerry Cross. Now, we did see a little of Christian Russ, but not much. I didn't have much conviction about him as a Memphis Tiger. And then two guys, Jerry Cross from Penn State and Bryce Anderson from Iowa Central. How am I going to get worked up over who's one, who's two, and who's three? Right.
I do not get worked up over receiver depth charts or tight end depth charts. They're all going to figure out. They rotate so much, they're going to play.
But I also don't have any preference in any of them. So I that's my biggest issue. Anyway, this goes to the point of this, I guess, because it's the receiver depth chart. The biggest surprise was that C.J. Smith, the speedy receiver from Purdue transfer, is not on the two deep. Okay. And explaining that, Ryan said he's been battling some injuries most of his training camp. I do expect him to help us out at some point this season. So help me interpret this. Does this mean that he's been battling injuries throughout training camp and has just got to get healthy and then he's going to be back in the rotation? Or is it a way of saying, here are the excuses I'm going to give for why he's not there, and he's kind of been disappointment. What am I supposed to – and at some point this season, what does that mean? What am I supposed to think about what Ryan Silverfield said about C.J. Smith?
So I actually – I didn't take it as disappointing and I'm covering for him. The only two explanations I have are, number one, he's telling the truth and that he's just not available. And battling some injuries might
He's been practicing, though.
Yeah, so, okay, we're in a problem there. My mind went to, is he eligible?
Oh, that's, you went much deeper conspiracy than me.
Well, I mean, I've covered this thing for like 15 years now. I know the moves.
You talk about battling injuries if it's an eligibility issue?
Man, well, yeah, it's like, he's been battling some stuff. Yeah. Before we found out Laramie was going to be suspended for 7 games, Laramie had him a hamstring that didn't exist.
Penny talked about his roster, and I thought the most interesting was, and let's be honest, I do believe the most intriguing player is Hassan Abdul-Hakim, like, right, in terms of, like,
yeah, because you and I talked about this when they signed him. We're like, listen, if we couldn't figure out the confusing nature of why he left, but we're like, man, if this guy hits, this guy could be like a find.
Right.
Totally agree.
So here you go. Hassan is a ball player. I love that, by the way. I love a ball player who's actually a ball player. Hassan is a ball player.
Is a ball player or a gamer better in your mind?
I'd rather have a ball player than a gamer on my team. A gamer
rises to the occasion.
A gamer can be limited.
Yeah.
Diego
Pavia is a gamer, but I don't know if he's a ball player.
I think he's a ball player. I think who's a gamer? A gamer is, I think Cam Spencer's a gamer, but I don't know if he's a ball player.
Okay. I like that. I'm with you.
Hassan is a ball player. He's a guy that can guard 1 through 5. All the things. These aren't the things you have to interpret. A playmaker. He could be a mismatch, a matchup problem out there on the floor. That's the best place to be a matchup problem, by the way, is out there on the floor. Here you go.
I beg to differ. I was a hell of a matchup problem on the sideline.
I wasn't expecting that level. Here's the part that's interesting. He's a Draymond Green type player. Knows how to make plays. He's a very strong offensive rebounder and defensive rebounder. Is very unselfish, very talented. But the part that I want you to focus on and help me understand is he's a Draymond Green type player.
Okay.
What do we make of that? And how high is he on Hassan Abdul-Hakim?
Obviously, that's a trigger word for me, or trigger words for me.
I know. But generally speaking, in life, it's a compliment.
How I would view that is somebody that plays bigger than he actually is.
Well, and someone that impacts the game in a way that you can't even quite quantify.
Do
right?
we also?
He
do
just
we also?
Does everything?
Are we assuming this means Hassan's just a bricklayer?
Well, that's the bad part. Does this mean he's a bricklayer?
Yeah.
In other words, are you saying
he's a non-shooter?
That he's an athlete, non-shooter.
Which, by the way, I'm fine with having a non-shooter if that non-shooter knows he's a non-shooter.
Do you feel better and more intrigued about him after the quote, or do you feel not as good because you're, oh, hell, he can't shoot?
I feel fine because probably I would say it's like confirmation of the intrigue that I had because there's a lot of guys in college basketball that can't shoot, Jeff. If he can do all the other stuff, he's still going to be impactful on winning.
I'm still intrigued. And he is the guy who Penny brought up when he was asked about, you know, sleeper.
Sure.
So I heard nothing
that gave me concern.
No, I'll be honest. The Draymond Green, I thought was intriguing, you know? Now the problem is not many players actually, like Tony Allen is another player. He's not a Draymond Green in exactly the same way, but he is a player who has an impact on winning just by being on the court in ways that you can't quite quantify, right? And the truth of the matter is most players who don't do things you can quantify, it's because they're not very good.
They're not as skilled,
They don't actually have an impact on winning. They're just bad players who don't help, who don't fill up the state, right?
But they might be really athletic.
But they might be really athletic. So, I was intrigued. Okay, but then the one that I was really most intrigued with.
All right.
Was Ed Scott continues to talk about the fact that that Memphis was rebuffed in their attempt to join the Big 12. And this is what he said. He said, so even though we didn't make it to a vote, it wasn't so much a no as it was not a yes. Woo-hoo-hoo! It wasn't so much a no as it was not a yes. What does that mean?
I think it means what you and I talked about when we were kind of sorting it out the day after. The Big 12 doesn't have a time incentive at this moment to say yes. Like, I don't actually, like, one of Dellinger's quotes was like, why would we have to do this right now? And I do think that is their actual viewpoint. Memphis's viewpoint is we're trying to jump the line, so time is of the essence to them because they don't want this to be a situation that could potentially happen in which the ACC completely falls apart and now all of a sudden you're fighting with seven schools to try and get a spot. And so Memphis did need to jump the line. But if you're the Big 12, there's nothing imminent right now that's forcing you to make a decision.
I think that's right, and I think it's actually a hopeful way to look at this. I mean, you know, you could look at that quote. I wasn't so much as a no as not a yes, and say, "Come on, man, come on, you're just you're trying to."
Yeah, I got a lot of those in college.
Right. It wasn't so much a no as a not a yes.
It was a hang on.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Let me take a look at the landscape.
But actually, I think it's honest. I don't think it's just like Ed can spin with the best of them. Like Ed is good with words, right? And so he can tell his story, not your story.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this actually has the ring of truth. It's not that they didn't say no forever. You are unworthy of membership in the Big 12. They said, why are you coming to us now, making us make this decision? Yeah, that's a big pile of money and whatever, but we're kind of happy with where we are right now, and you're always going to be out there trying to get in. So, so I think it's an honest thing. It wasn't really a no; it was not a yes. A no is, you know, you're never getting in here. We don't like you. Your breath smells, right, or whatever. Like that's a no, and it's not. That's not what it was. It was not a yes. I think it is a hopeful way to put it. And coupled with, by the way, I don't know where the story was. Maybe it was in The Athletic, about the desperation of teams now to find money.
Yep.
And to find money in ways other than just lining up and selling tickets and whatever else, like concerts at stadiums is becoming like everyone is so desperate to find money. Even SEC teams are desperate to find money, and Memphis isn't, you know, I think is realistic, is not trying to get into the SEC. So Memphis is trying to join a conference where everyone will always be desperate to have money. And if they keep showing up with a big checkbook, I am more hopeful of their chances than I was when before they were rebuffed, is what I would say. Now, how important in all of this is, you know, you look at what the new teams in the Big 12 have done in terms of football, and it's discouraging. I did hear someone saying that Houston is well positioned. They're in such a
people there. There's a quiet optimism that Houston could be vastly improved this year.
Yeah, I've heard that, and also just going forward, that Houston is actually going to emerge as a relevant power in the Big 12. But that hasn't been great, like seeing those teams struggle the way they have. And then, you know, as Memphis continues to do this, we talk about it's time for Ryan to get to the championship game for Ryan and to recreate enthusiasm or restore enthusiasm for the program. John Martin, in his prediction column yesterday, he said Memphis will make the championship game. Now, his logic was not based on, here are the players they have, look at the size on the offensive line. It was basically, they have the most resources, they will make it. Do you believe right now, yes or no? I give you $1,000 if you're right, Jeffrey, but of course I won't. But will Memphis be in the championship game this year?
Yes.
I think so too. What's your logic?
My logic is, I agree with John in the sense that their roster is going to be better funded than their competition. But really what it boils down to me, this year the schedule breaks in their favor. Almost every tough game they have is at home.
Right, it's at home. Yeah. Yep. I think it's two things. I think
I guess I should also add, Army's gonna be a little bit down, and then, you know, to me, like, you get Navy at home and you get Tulane at home. A split would probably do it.
I think it's the schedule, and then I just assume that with these resources that they have, that they have more talent than almost everybody in the conference. Not because I can tell you about, you know, CJ Smith or anyone else particularly. I didn't, you know, but because I just think, they spent the most money in the conference. They're going to have a roster that's going to enable them to do it. And I think it's critical that they do it. Absolutely critical that they do it. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, play Believe It or Not. Then we got Chris Harrington, then Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, on National Dog Day, ladies and gentlemen. Before then, I will tell you, if you're buying a diamond ring, if you're thinking about getting engaged, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the place to go. I've known Howie and the group over there for a long time now. They're just great, honestly. And if you're doing something like buying an engagement ring, you want to go to a place that you can trust, that's going to walk you through it, isn't going to tell you have to sell your kidney to get an engagement ring. And in case you are worried and you might be a little, you know, we're all a little nervous getting an engagement ring, they got the peace of mind meant to be guaranteed. Buy your loose diamond or custom-made engagement ring at Robert Owen Jewelers, and you have 365 days to return it. Plus all sorts of things, other things, like that. That's just good to know. Free ring sizing for life. Free jewelry spa service. That's a bundle of jewelry maintenance services, including stone tightening, buffing, polishing, ultrasonic cleaning, etc. They got great financing options, including 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Again, if you're thinking about getting engaged, Robert Irwin Jewelers. I go to the one across from Novel on Perkins Extended, but find the one closest to you. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right back on the Jeff Calkins Show. You know what, Jeffrey? Let's play. Believe it or not. All right, Jeffrey. The St. Louis Cardinals have an attendance problem.
I do believe that, Jeff. This is something Brad and I have talked about off the air for much of the season, that, you know, it's been trending this way for a while. But, I mean, you cannot help but notice it. If you watch most nights, I mean, last night was a 6:45 start, and I get it. It's a school night. It was, you know, a Monday night. But, I mean, Jeff, it looked like if some St. Louis high schools were playing in Busch Stadium.
So last night, official attendance count was 17,675. It is the smallest crowd in this version of the stadium and ever. And it is the first that they've ever had under 20,000. So they very clearly, best fans in the land and all that. But
best
they
fans
very
of baseball,
clear-
please.
They very clearly have an attendance problem, and I bring it up not because I want to, you know, whatever, I want to pile on the Cardinals, but it gets to a little bit of what we've been talking about, you know, here with respect to the Memphis Tigers and with the Grizzlies and everything else. Now, some of this is, of course, specific to any situation, like every. Whatever. Like, I would say the biggest reasons are they're not good. and
they're
and
the worst.
Only...
They're the worst kind of bad. They're just boring. Like, they're not like hilariously bad like the Rockies, who, by the way, the Rockies did win the only season series that they've won this year is against the Cardinals. They're not like hilariously bad. They're not like, oh, well, at least we can go see our young guys that are coming up. It's just like, what are we? Like, it's just
right.
Wildly mediocre. Oh.
And because of that, there's no real particularly hope.
Correct.
People don't like – people are mad at the owner. People are mad at management, right? And you can be not good if if you're following, you know, if you've had
the ride.
Several years of being great before, like you can have a bridge year, you know, whatever. You can have a bridge year, but this isn't a bridge now. This is what they become. This is sadly what the St. Louis Cardinals have become. And so that will leech away at a fan base. So you have that. I mean, it was interesting. I looked on social media today to just see what St. Louis Cardinals fans were talking about. And here's what they were talking about. They were talking about our team stinks, hate management, hate ownership, sky high concession prices, right? That's one. And crime ridden city.
And you want to talk about, like, another downtown that's going through it.
Well, that's what I guess. I mean, someone who wrote me on social media said they were there a couple weeks ago. It feels very similar.
Yes.
You know,
maybe honestly, because it's a bigger downtown, it almost feels like even emptier because there's even more vacant, like, properties, lots, buildings, everything.
So how much of this is specific to the Cardinals and their situation? And again, they don't spend, you know, I think they're 18th in spending and I think they're 18th in wins, you know, you kind of get what you pay for here. And how much is a continuation of, I mean, you've talked about it in connection with the NBA, that the NBA has a problem because you don't know who's going to play on a given night. Well,
yep.
Baseball doesn't have that problem, you know, really, particularly. But it does have the larger problem of, do we go to events? Is that something that, you know, that we've gotten out of the
habit? Are we spending our money?
Doing? We are spending our money. Like, we are spending our money on Taylor Swift tickets. We're spending our money on, like, the general spending across the economy has held up pretty well. But I don't know that
I think there's a generation transition, because obviously now millennials are becoming the 35 year olds that are
people who take their kids to the ballpark, right?
Right. And my generation has paid for experience more than, like, we're the group that if we see the home schedule, we pick out maybe a game or two that we go to, but we're not buying the season tickets. We're not doing the donation. We'll go see the Cubs or the Yankees if they come to town, but we're not going to the Pirates game midweek on a school night, and we'll pay to go see the Taylor Swift concert, like, as a vacation,
right,
or something.
Special occasion.
Right.
Go, right.
But, you know, we're not the group that...
We're just showing up. You're not joining Rotary Clubs either, man.
Right.
You know?
The Touchdown Club. You know what I mean? Like, these community things.
Or how much of it simply is that they're not good?
I mean, I think it's a lot like when we talk about the Grizzlies. Like, if you want to sit there and say there's one reason, it's like, I don't really have much time for you. I think there's a confluence of events. But I think it starts with, the number one, when we got popped for cheating, like, can we get the cheaters back? They got good players. The guys that were, like, ripping off other people's laptops, stealing from the Astros, like, can we get some of those people back? Like, it starts with the team stinks. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Then I think another complication that the leagues won't talk about, but I do believe that this is a part of it. Jeff, it's really hard to watch your team. And when it's hard to watch your team, it's hard to build a connection with your team and go, oh, I want to go see them.
Pivoting this to Memphis, because whether we were talking about the Redbirds, the Tiger basketball, the Tiger football, or the Grizzlies, attendance is a struggle right now. Okay, right?
Yes.
And all the circumstances are different. Like, winning has never mattered that much for the Redbirds. Like, it's not part of it.
I mean, they've had fabulously successful seasons. That's not that had less to do with it.
But it's funny because I think I would unite them in this way. Like, people can say all they want that the Memphis Tiger football team wins and that the Memphis Tiger basketball team wins, right? I mean, the Memphis basketball team won its conference, right? And that before the last 2 years, or even the Grizzlies last year, they made the play-in, they won, okay? All those teams, at some level, you can make an argument that they won. The basketball team got to the tournament, the football team, you know, double-figure wins. But I would say they're all dealing with the same issue, which is we've got a reluctance to leave our house because we got out of the habit of leaving our house because we don't like to spend money on stuff and because the condition of downtown, whatever,
yep.
Safety issues, right?
I would also argue things. While we stayed at home, we got way too online. And when you get...
Yeah, we got online, we're doing... there's that sort of general societal,
yep.
Some of which is specific to Memphis because of the condition of things in Memphis and some of which is just broadly, but there's that. But then the other thing you have is not a compelling product. And you can tell me all you want that Memphis basketball won and Memphis football won and the Grizzlies won. But the truth of the matter is we're saying what's compelling enough to get you out of your seat because you have the counterweights, right? You have the counterweights that we just discussed. And you can tell me Memphis football is compelling, but I will tell you attendance was down because they play a crappy schedule. Like there was no game that you circled, like to your extent you're talking about. This is the game on the schedule I have to go to. Memphis basketball, a series of crappy games once you got to the conference schedule. And the Grizzlies, you didn't know if Ja was going to play and they belly flopped at the end. Like those may be making excuses, but the reality is the reality. People didn't go to Memphis football games to the extent that they used to, right? And so if you're denying that the product has taken a step back, you're lying to yourself. It has, as a entertainment product. So it's, do you disagree across the board there?
No, I think the question is, though, for me is, has it been the deterioration of the product, is that the fault of the individual teams that we're talking about? Or
No, it's not even, I'm not even saying that. I'm not blaming anyone.
Yeah, because
it's the reality.
Yes, I totally agree.
And again, it's not, this product isn't like watching the Pelicans, you know, or watching UAB football. It's not like total garbage, right? Like, but I'm just trying to explain it. And what
I think what I would also add, while maybe it doesn't apply for the Grizzlies, like, I do think the commonality for me is the lack of familiarity and connection to the teams. So in college football, you have the problem of, wait, who is that? Like you said, we just went through the two deep yesterday. Like, I recognize the running back.
I sort of agree with that. But if you had the equivalent of James Wiseman and whatever coming to this, if you had a top 10 recruiting class coming to, or a top 10, they sort of did massive names coming to Memphis basketball, even if they're new names, I think it would be
maybe,
okay.
But I think recruiting, I think less people, let you know, I think the casual college sports fan 10 years ago knew who the big names in recruiting are. I don't think that's true anymore.
Okay, but then how come that doesn't hurt, or is it hurting, SEC attendance? Because those names change too.
Are you talking football or basketball? Are we talking both?
Talking football. Like, those names all change too.
I just think it's a completely different, like, in the end, like, teams are hurting outside of the conference games. That's a big part of the reason why they're going to this ninth game.
And the conference games have become so big that they overwhelm the fact that you don't know who the right guard is anymore.
Yeah.
All right. You are, you're really bereft and saddened now that the Tommy Cutlets era is over for the New York Giants.
Jeff, I do not believe that. you know that I was apparently the one New York Giant fan during the whole Tommy Cutlets era that I was just like, I was just so over it. Like, I didn't find it fun. Like, with all due respect to the Italian Americans out there, I understand that that was a lot of fun. I didn't like Tommy DeVito when he was in college, and so I liked him even less when he was in the pros. And then he made the mistake of winning like two games that also cost us like legitimate draft picks. So, I hope he finds his way somewhere away from my team.
Are they going to keep the other three? So,
yes.
Tommy DeVito has been cut. And today's cut down day in the NFL, by the way, for those who missed it. Russ is going to be the starter.
Yep.
Jackson Dart is the preemptive, at some point in the season, starter. And then Jameis Winston is there to improve morale, I
guess.
Correct.
He's vibes guy.
Will he be flipped at some point? Like, we saw Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I mean,
traded.
So there was speculation. There was speculation, because that's the other thing. Like, yeah, it's the preseason, but Jameis had a pretty good preseason. I think a lot of people around the league thought they were going to flip them, but everyone that I trust that covers the team said they did not sign him to flip him, and so I'm going to just trust that that's exactly what they've done, because I find it hard to believe Jameis didn't at least get a phone call or two for like a sixth or a seventh. I mean, wouldn't you rather, if you're the Raiders, wouldn't you rather have traded for Jameis than Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I think that's right. They needed a backup quarterback. Las Vegas did. They end up giving a fifth for him. Yeah, I think they gave up a, it's pretty rich for a cut down day deal.
But I never know. Are they the old conditionals?
Was it conditional?
No, they're saying a fifth. They're saying a fifth. You're right.
Other moves across the league. Rasul Douglas signed with the Dolphins. Blake Watson, former Tiger, was waived by Denver. He had a PCL strain last week. There's actually some thought that there might be trade interest in Blake Watson before that. He's been waived, injured. People are wondering whether Adam Thielen will be traded back to the Vikings. That could happen today. Whether the Texans could trade Cam Robinson. They like their draft pick at tackle. I'll be really interested to see, you know, the Texans get rid of Tunsil. The problem was the offensive line last year. Now they may be getting rid of Cam Robinson.
Well, they just released Thomas Brown.
Are they going to be better?
They released
Trent
Brown.
Because that was obviously a massive problem for them last year. And so will they be better? And then Jacoby Myers asked for a trade from Las Vegas. They said no, and then they went out and signed Amari Cooper. Oh, here's one, Jeffrey, one more. Now that Trey Hendrickson's salary saga is over, the Micah Parsons saga will be ending soon.
I still contend it will be ending in 10 days. Did you see Collins? Collinsworth? I think he was on with. I can't remember if it was on with Rich Eisen or Dan Patrick, but they were asking him if he's preparing for, because the Cowboys play on opening night next Thursday, if he's preparing for Micah Parsons to play. He goes, absolutely.
He is, but okay, if he just capitulates, okay, doesn't get a new deal, who wins? Like,
I mean, I think at that point, I think you have to make the argument at that point the Cowboys won.
No. Who's right, you or me?
Oh, you win. Yeah, I've got no problem admitting that. If he doesn't get a new deal, I lose. I'll frame it that way.
I see. So I just wanted to be clear. So yeah. You were saying not just that it'll be settled, but it'll be settled with a new deal.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if it's a Hendrickson bump? Like, Hendrickson
gets a four. No. It's got to be a – he's getting a new contract. I will lose. If they do what – if. I will not come in and tell my story if they bump up Micah, whatever, $10 million. What did Trey get, 15, something like that?
He got bumped to 30 a year. He got bumped to 30 a year.
No, he has to get a new deal.
Yeah, okay. All right, we got Chris Harrington coming up next. Then we got Fish on Friday, on Tuesday. Before then, I will tell you, it is a tricky time to sell a house. Someone sent me a story yesterday saying that there are more delistings are up. They're from people who you go to realtor.com or whatever, and if you look at how many people are have their houses listed and are taking it off the market unsold, they're up dramatically because they're not getting the price that they wanted, and that's one of the things that's happening in this very tricky market. You can avoid all that if you get in touch with Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty and take their instant cash offer. You hear about these instant cash offers from all kinds of, you know, folks from out of the market who are probably texting you or calling you with robocalls or whatever. Do not get in touch with them because they're just trying to lowball you. But Josh Heisa is a local realtor, again, right here with Keller Williams Realty. And if you contact Josh at joshhasthebuyers.com, he'll come out to your house, he'll size it up, he'll tell you what it's worth, and make you that offer on the spot. You'll then have up to 4 months to hand over your keys. It's convenient. You avoid the perils of this market. Again, it's Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty, joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington joins us next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.